to build up that offensive line chemistry and you have a situation like this come up?
Well, we've been in a very competitive mode through these first 14 days of practice. I think we've been set on the left side and at the center position more so than on the right side. I think Garrett Reynolds has done a very nice job thus far, but Joe Hawley's competing at that center guard, and it was an open competition. And now that we've lost Mike, someone else is going to have to step up and compete. I think we said from the very beginning we really like the young college free agents that we signed in the offensive line and how big they were, and they've really done a nice job. They're going to get an opportunity now. They're going to get an opportunity to get on tape a whole lot more than they would have yesterday.
You mentioned the athleticism. What are some of the other attributes you look for in that right tackle position specifically?
Well, athleticism and then strength. You've got to be able to anchor. You're going to get bull rushes in that position as well. Most of the time, the left tackle is the guy that usually gets the more athletic guy. You're going to get more bull rushes on that side, so you're going to have to be able to anchor. And Lamar is a very strong player. You know, we drafted Lamar in the third round and anticipate that he's going to do the job. And like I said, there's some young guys that I'm anxious to see how they perform. We've got a long time, 4 games to evaluate not only the offensive line, but our entire roster to figure out who are the best 53 for us.
What are those areas of evaluation you're really looking forward to seeing when you guys look at the tape on Friday?
Well, the offensive line, first and foremost, and then in the secondary, we've got a lot of young guys that are going to get significant snaps, against their good players, not just going to be playing against guys that just joined the team this year. So looking at the corner position, our nickel position, you're going to see different guys that we've cross-trained to play at the nickel in this game. And then the safety, the two draft picks that we drafted in the seventh round are going to get a significant amount of playing time as well. So special teams will be fun to watch. When you start talking about safeties and corners, those are guys that usually contribute on all four special teams. Be fun to watch those guys. I think we've got a number of guys that we're going to work and you'll see playing the dime position. And again, this is what the preseason's all about. It's about evaluating your roster. You want to go out and you want to win the game. We're playing to win. But the big thing that we want to do is we want to be able to evaluate our roster against other players, not just the players on our squad.
Possible we'll see Alfred returning kicks tomorrow?
That's not out of the realm of possibilities at all. We've got some competition there as well. I think Jaquez Rogers will be the guy that's going to probably return kickoffs during the regular season. But we've got some other guys that we want to take a look at as well. Robert Alford being one of them, not only kickoffs but punts.
Coach, we've seen Cliff Matthews do some cross-training work inside as well as outside. So do you look forward to getting some more looks at him and the inside position in live action?
Absolutely. Cliff is put on some weight. We asked him to put on some weight so that we could have him be a swing guy. And we want to have as much flexibility as we can with our defensive line as well. And we want to have guys that can line up inside and outside. And we've got, in my mind, we've got two or three guys that can do that, not just Cliff.
Can you talk about the first responders that were here being special guests for today?
Well, it was an honor to have them. Unfortunately, we didn't have the weather that we'd like where we could have them stand outside on the sideline, but it was great to have them here, and I know that our players were excited about having an opportunity to visit with them. And, you know, if it wasn't for first responders, we'd have a lot more difficult situations than we have in this world.